Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I have one of those no food or drink after 12 p.m. tests this morning, so no coffee for me until after it's over. But thinking ahead this morning, I will be taking a hot cup in one of those insulated containers with me, so as soon as I'm back in the car, I can sip away. I hope you are enjoying your cup as we share this time together. This morning we're looking at a story in Luke, which in most Bibles is titled, Jesus Chooses the Disciples. I'm reading from Luke 5, 4 through 6. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." Simon had no idea the blessing that was available to him. Now, if you are a fisherman, like most of my family, you know how it feels to fish for hours and get nothing. You can only stand or sit for so long enjoying the view before the lack of action on the end of the line gets very discouraging. In our case of surf fishing, pulling your line in and seeing that something has had a free dinner at your expense makes it even more annoying. The crabs and nibbling fish are out there swimming around and waving a fin at their buds, telling them, "Hey guys, dinner's on. Those fishing nuts are out there again throwing us a meal. Man, when will they learn?" My answer to that is never. We go back every year to the beach with our rod and reels, tackle boxes, line hooks, chairs, umbrellas, etc., and money in the pocket to buy perfectly good eating shrimp at $9 a pound for bait. We have on occasion caught enough whiting to feed everyone one or two meals, but there have been a number of 7-day vacation weeks when we caught nothing worth eating. Of course, Simon and his fellow fishermen were totally dependent on the catch of the day. Their catch provided food for them and their families, plus extra to sell. No fish, no money, and possibly no dinner. Even standing or sitting on the beach from dawn to dusk can wear you out. I can only imagine how exhausting it was, rowing to a spot, throwing out the heavy nets, pulling them back in over and over for hours. Then Jesus borrowed Simon's boat to teach in, and afterwards asked Simon to row out to deep water and drop the heavy net again. Simon was an experienced fisherman. He must have been thinking to himself, "There is no logic in Jesus' request. If the fish aren't there, the fish aren't there. And going out to deep water again and dropping the heavy net again is not going to cause the fish to show up and swim into the net. Tomorrow maybe, in a few days maybe, but not today." Simon had apparently heard Jesus' teaching and watched him heal the otherwise unhealable. He was not a stranger to Jesus, but there were still doubts or at least wonderings as to who Jesus was and what his intention was. So when Jesus asked him to go out again in the boat to fish, initially there were a lot of questions roaming around in his head. Simon, the master fisherman, he had seen Jesus do some pretty impressive stuff, but fishing was not one of them. He would be the first to admit he himself was no public speaker or certainly no healer. But then, fishing as a profession is no easy task either. There's that ego again, that need to control, the fear of losing face, looking stupid, that desire to stay in our comfort zone. I'm not rowing out to deep water just to find no fish and then have all the other fishermen laughing as I go, he thought. So, I ask you, what was the draw of this man Jesus that convinced Simon Peter to comply with his request to let down the nets? Was it something someone in the group said that encouraged him? Perhaps the words of a friend from the synagogue? Perhaps the mysterious presence of this man, Jesus? Whatever it was, Simon said in verse 5, "But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Verse 6, "When they had let them down, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.' Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for men.' So Simon lay down all he knew, all he had, and followed Jesus. I wonder what he would have said if Jesus had told him that he, Simon, who only thought of himself as a fisherman, would one day preach the gospel to thousands and heal so many in need. This story is not just about Simon Peter. Any one of us could be put into this picture. It simply tells the story of a man or a woman that was unsure, hesitant to open up to the wonder of Jesus, his message, his power. For some, the relationship with the Lord is sought. For others, resistance cheats them from the blessings our Lord has in store. Have you missed out from the blessings the Lord has for you for reasons only you and the Lord know? Or do you know someone who has thus far resisted the Lord's invitation? Patient prayer works. Your life, your light of faith and love, is a powerful witness. So, be sure to let down your net, and it will fill. Please join me in prayer. This morning, I pray, Lord, that each person that has resistance, that it will fall away and each will give Jesus a chance. Please help us, Lord, to let down our nets, let down doubts, fears, and experience the abundant blessing of your love. I pray our lives will overflow as Simon's boat, and we each will be used in our special way to fish for the hearts of others. In your will, I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you. And roll.